Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sisell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Barnaby. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Charlie Barnaby. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The center fielder, George Gherkin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill strikes out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Gherkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Gherkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gherkin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Barnaby covering, for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a pop-up towards short. Sisell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sisell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Barnaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnaby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Ma still reaches second base with a double. Barnaby moves to third. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Gherkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field. Falk picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Falk. Hodapp scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Hudlin moves to second. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. Lind hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Lind reaches second base with a double. Hudlin scores. It's 3-0, Indians. George Gherkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gherkin is 0 for 1 in the game. Gherkin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Gherkin reaches second base with a double. Lind scores. It's 4-0, Indians. George Cox now pitching. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 1 in the game. Summa hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hoedap hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Hoedap reaches second base with a double. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell bunts towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hoedap moves to third. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a line drive towards third. Hoedap reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0-for-1 in the game. Kraus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Burns, and towards Lind, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lind hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jameson moves to second. George Gerken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gerken bunts towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to third. Lind moves to second. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to home. Kraus drops the ball. Jameson scores. Lind moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-0, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mostill hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzler hits a fly ball towards left field. Jameson fields the ball and throws to first. Burns drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Burns. Clancy moves to second. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 2 in the game. Summa hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Moss Dill. Summa reaches second base with a double. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. Hodapp strikes out. Kraus drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hodapp out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hudlin is hit by the pitch. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa who is chasing the ball. Cecil reaches third base with a triple. Kaum goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Indians. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kraus takes first base on ball 4. Buck Redfern pinch runs for Buck Kraus. Randy Moore pinch hits for George Cox. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil scores. Redfern moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Johnny Moss still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss still is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Moss still hits a line drive towards right. Summa catches it and throws to second to double up Redfern. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Harry McCurdy now catching. John Goodell now pitching. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lind hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Gerken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gerken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Gerken settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 3 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns is hit by the pitch. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McCurdy for a passed ball. Burns moves to second. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Summa bunts towards the mound. Goodell fields it and throws to first for the out. Burns moves to third. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burns scores. It's 6-2, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Hudlin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Hudlin reaches second base with a double. Sewell moves to third. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Goodell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sewell scores. Hudlin moves to third. It's 7-2, Indians. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lind hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler who is chasing the ball. Lind reaches third base with a triple. Hudlin scores. Jameson goes all the way around to score. It's 9-2, Indians. George Gerken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerken is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gerken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Falk strikes out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaum hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Kaum reaches second base with a double. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Sewell settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Sewell. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kaum moves to third. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.